Could we get a roll call, please?
Divya Kiraju, Amita Lucia Balistrieri, Lizzie Barrett, Issa Tuberi, Franklin Berry, Simone Chan, Zora Duram, David Diao, Karis Everett, Christian Flournoy, Allison Halkowski, Niles Height, Cassandra Jordan,
Here.
San Kim,
Present.
Patrick Keel,
Present.
Clyde Letterman, Laura Meng, Yash Moitra, Suraj Parikh, Casey Plotkin,
Present.
Imani Rezeka, Stellar Sun, David Soares, Benjamin Terhar, Claire Ting, Adam Vinson, Amy Wang,
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Cornell University is located on traditional homelands of the Gaigahono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaigahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaigahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Please review the April 25th meeting minutes. And if I could get a motion when ready, Trustee Swenson. So moved. Is there any seconds or dissents? There's a second. Is there any dissent to passing the meeting minutes as they stand? Seeing no dissents.
There are no meeting minutes in the box just because they aren't ready for today.
Beautiful. Okay, well, we'll be passed by the next assembly. Thank you all for reading the meeting minutes. Okay. Any announcements? Simone, Representative Chan.
Hi, everyone. So the merch is finally here. This shirt, is it working? Hello?
Yeah.
The shirts are still making its way, so we're thinking that we're probably going to distribute in front of Day Hall, like during the graduation toast. For assembly members, please feel free to take a mug and the other merch. For members of public, feel free to take like lanyard stickers or pens or anything.
Thank you. Any other announcements on the floor? Vice President Letterman.
I think I may have told you something. On. I'm working my way through commendation letters for everyone who's helped out in the assembly this year in a lot of different capacities, but those should hopefully be going out early next week. But just want to make sure we give formal thank yous to a lot of the folks who made the assembly an interesting place and contributed to shared governance this past year.
Thank you, Vice President Letterman. Any other announcements on the floor? Trustee Swenson.
Shout out, Patrick, for being a great president.
Thank you, Trustee Swenson. Very unnecessary. Thank you, though. Okay. Any final announcements on the floor? Seeing none, we'll move to open microphone. If there's any community members wishing to speak at this time, you may do so now. Seeing none, we will move to our consent calendar. You will notice, I think, two resolutions on the agenda that was sent out. We have three resolutions on the agenda that were sent out. We've also moved the special projects funding request to the consent calendar. If you have dissent to any of the items on the consent calendar, we vote on these as a block. As a reminder, if you have dissent, you can move any of those out of the consent calendar if you feel so moved to discuss such resolutions. Are there any motions on the floor? Seeing none, we will now vote. Vice President Letterman.
I ask that we suspend the rules to add Resolution 83, disapproving of the proposed amendments to the Constitution of the Student Activity Funding Commission to the third readings calendar.
That is in order. Is there a second? All right. Is there any dissent to adding that resolution? Seeing none, so moved, so ordered, rather. All right, we will now vote on the consent calendar. All those in favor of approving the consent calendar as it stands, please raise your pockets at this time. I'm seeing some head shaking and confused looks, so I'm going to restate what we're doing real quick. So you will notice on the agenda that we have a consent calendar of resolutions that are not controversial and just need to happen, like approving special projects funding and such. We vote on these as a block. This is resolution 78, 79, 80, and 82. So these resolutions are again, non-controversial. If you would like and feel like you would discuss something more, you can specify a resolution in a motion and ask to remove it. Otherwise, we will vote on all four as a block and move forward with that. Trustee Swenson.
I still have an announcement regarding...
We had an announcement section, but please state your announcement.
Well, if you look closely at Resolution 78, it says that all the remaining money will be put towards like implementation for benches, trees, bike racks, or other features to be jointly selected by the chair, president, me, and the university architects. So if you guys have ideas regarding what we need on campus, we have a month to spend the money. So I highly encourage all of you guys to come to either one of three of us and please share your perspective, and we'd love to take it into consideration.
Thank you, Trustee Swenson. Any other motions on the floor before we vote on the consent calendar? Seeing none, all those in favor of passing the consent calendar as stands, please raise your placards at this time. And all those opposed, approved unanimously. Thank you, everybody. We will now move on to... Thank you, Trustee. Thank you. We will now move on. We will now move on to our third reading calendar. Director Bangura does have a presentation, which we will allow him to give when he gets here, about the new Director of Ethics that has been appointed. First, we'll start with Resolution 75, establishing the Student Assembly Campus Pulse Committee and addressing transparency issues. I will cede to the chair at this time to Executive Vice President Ting. Hello, everybody. I spoke about this last week. I don't think there's too much to add. I did make an amendment in the nature of what you would ask elected members of the executive board. That's not reflected in the box version, but it is made in the final version. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that. I guess for the public's edification, I'll give a quick rundown of what this resolution is. So this resolution is a bylaw change which makes significant changes to the structure and transparency structure of the Student Assembly. The first is it includes byline organization representation on the Student Assembly as ex officios to participate in debate and communicate how they're doing and what they need and what we could be doing better as a body. The second thing it does is it requires all new incoming Student Assembly members to have mandatory anti-bias and transparency training to understand how to better engage with stakeholders, recognize implicit biases, as well as a host of other things, which can be found in the resolution. And then the third thing it does is it creates a new endowed account called the Campus Pulse Fund with $400,000 to be put towards things of urgent importance to the student body. And then the charge of this committee next year will be threefold. The implementation of date rape drug test kits in and around the Cornell Ithaca campus, increased financial support and programming for consent education courses on the Cornell Ithaca campus, and third, increased cross-cultural dialogue projects to recognize our shared humanity.
Thank you for that. Do we have any comments on the floor? Trustee Swenson?
Patrick, thank you for all the tough work you put into this. I'd like to motion to end debate and vote unanimously in support of this resolution.
There's a motion on the floor by unanimous consent. Do we have a second? Do we have any dissent? So moved. Congratulations.
Beautiful. And I will stay up here for the next resolution. The next resolution, which again I spoke about last week, is the funding of charter buses to get Cornell students to the Ithaca and Syracuse airports after finals. This is a joint initiative with the Dean of Students Office, in which we will fund and coordinate, as I said, charter buses so that students don't have to pay for 2 a.m. Ubers and also can get transportation to their flights.
Once again, another very straightforward resolution. Do we have any comments, questions, concerns on the floor? Trustee Swenson?
Great job. I motion to end debate and vote on this unanimously in support of this resolution.
All right, there's a motion. Do we have a second? Second, there's a second. Any dissent? All right, we've now ended debate. All those in favor for this resolution, please raise your placards. And all those opposed? All right, that passes unanimously. Congratulations.
Director Bangura, just in time, take your seat.
Hello, everybody. Sorry for being late. I was in an Uber that was also a DoorDash, and they took me with them to deliver an order against my will. But here today, specifically to introduce the new members of the Office of Ethics. So if you guys in the audience could join me quickly. So I guess generally, just to give my quick spiel, being director of the Office of Ethics has been one of my favorite things in my Cornell career. Just being able to be part of the office since, you know, I was a freshman, being able to build it up, being able to like, you know, make those initial rules and kind of like set the trajectory of where it's gone has been an absolute honor. And it's been amazing seeing how the assembly has been able to progress from a body that does not really understand its rules to one that like now strictly follows, not just Robert's rules, but all of its governing documents as well. We've like gone a very long way. With that, I'm essentially stepping down from the office. It is a tradition that was set by my predecessor that at the last meeting, the old director steps down to pave way for a new one. And this is very significant because this is the next generation of ethics. The Office of Ethics has not had new members added to it since 2021. So it is my great honor to introduce Sophia Arnold, who will be serving as the next director of the Office of Ethics. And with that, I'll just briefly introduce her. She's currently an opinion writer for the Cornell Daily Sun. She also does a lot of amazing things on campus as well. She won, I guess, the election within the Office of Ethics, and I'm just so excited to see where she'll take the office. So with that, traditionally what happens here is that this is a time for members of the assembly to essentially just ask questions of the new director. And then with that, there is no confirmation vote just because the bylaws stipulate that it's the responsibility of the Office of Ethics solely to make the decision on who its director is. But the assembly does have the checks and balance of being able to remove any member of the Office of Ethics, including the chair, with 2/3. But with that, I'll give it over to you.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm really looking forward to getting to know all of you and continuing the like incredible work that Alasan has like poured everything into for the last year. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Representative Barry.
Where would you like the Office of Ethics to go from here?
I'm hoping that as I like learn more about the Student Assembly, as I step into the role, that is something I am hoping to kind of learn more about and will definitely be shaped like by the assembly members as I work with them. I am hoping to continue Alison's work of working with the new incoming assembly members to kind of shape and create a new code of ethics, just to strengthen ethical guidelines and kind of establish clearly what is and isn't an ethical violation, as well as to strengthen the existing relationship between the Office of Ethics and the Student Assembly in the coming year.
Representative Barry.
So, you know, just for funsies, trolley problem. Are you hitting 5 random people or a close friend?
It was a trolley problem.
I abstain.
The only correct answer. Unbelievable. Welcome to the assembly.
I have a question. Do you have any specific initiatives that you look forward to working on in the Office of Ethics in the first 100 days, if you will?
Kind of. Alison is staying on as an advisor just because, like, you know, the Office of Ethics kind of covers so much and the role has been changing each year since the office has like come into its own. My first priority, absolutely, and something I'm hoping to work on even over the summer is the new Code of Ethics. I think it is kind of a problem that there isn't currently a strong one. I think that Alasan put in amazing work into it in this past year, and I will be working like within the Office of Ethics and the new members to kind of build that up with feedback from the assembly. That's probably the first 100 days over the summer.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Any further questions for our Director of Ethics? This is an internal appointment. The Student Assembly has no power in terms of the decision of the Director of Ethics. So I look forward to hearing how your work with the Executive Committee goes next year. And if there are no further questions, going once, going twice. So the highest bidder. Thank you. Okay, with that, we will move to Resolution 75, establishing the Student Assembly camp. Oh, that's the wrong one. My apologies. Resolution 81, amending Resolution 39, recommendations for the student activity fee for the 2024 to 2026 academic years. Our new Vice President of Zora Duram, Vice President of Finance, Zora Duram. That'd be a cool position, though. Take your place. Let's hear about it.
Point of inquiry.
Point of inquiry recognized.
What was part of the consent calendar?
Part of the consent calendar was Resolution 78, approval of the Infrastructure Fund Commission's recommendation. Resolution 79, approving special projects funding requests for Ghanaians at Cornell. Resolution 80, approving special projects funding requests for Nigerian Students Association. And Resolution 82, approving special projects funding requests for Caribbean Students Association.
Hi, everyone. I'm here to present Resolution 81, which is amending Resolution 39, recommendation for the student activity fee for 2024 through 2026 cycle. We passed that ages ago now, the really long presentations, I think in the fall, to explain what's going on. Basically, the student activity fee is in a 2-year cycle, and we need to have a stepped implementation of this newly approved student activities fee. So the 2025-2026 academic year will look the way that we approved We'll have the student activity fee that we approved in the fall, but the 2024-2025 academic year will have an amount in the middle of the current, like in between the current student activity fee and the newly approved one. If anyone has any questions on it that aren't explained on the on resolution 81, please feel free to ask them. I recommend looking in the box. It has does not have the printing error that the print resolution does. It's just like each organization line by line.
Questions, comments, points, or motions? Does everyone understand what this resolution is doing and understand why we're doing it? Okay, beautiful. With that, I would call the question on this resolution. Discussion is now closed. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards at this time. All those opposed. Mr. Plotkin, thank you. That passes unanimously. Congratulations, Vice President. Okay, finally, our last order of business for the 2023-2024 academic year. Vice President Letterman, please take your place.
This is pretty simple. This resolution is number 83. It's in the box. The short version of this is the Student Activities Funding Commission, SAFC, is both a byline organization, which means that's its governing documents, which dictate how it spends the more than $1 million we give to it every year, need to be approved by the assembly every time they're changed. And it's also technically a committee of the student assembly, which means we have jurisdiction over it. SAFC put forward a draft revision to their constitution amendments back in February, and I'm sorry it's taken so long to get to this, but these draft revisions implicate the charter in ways that, after looking at it, we feel sort of violate the charter because of how the charter sets out the relationship between SAFC and the student assembly. So this resolution rejects that and instructs them to redraft those amendments. Any questions?
Questions, comments? Franklin Berry.
Just in layman terms again, what is this amendment doing?
We are saying, no, 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 go rewrite your proposed amendments because they don't follow our charter.
How?
SAFC. Historically, the SAFC commissioners, it used to be up pre-COVID that, and this is probably more explanation than you all needed, if an organization was denied, let's say, their funding allocation, right, they requested, they were allowed to appeal that to the student assembly, and it gave an avenue, because we give them millions of dollars every year, there are a lot of ways where we have final say over what happens so that it's not just lost in some sort of black box. And a lot of those mechanisms were cut out. The other being that we need to approve the presidents, like we need to confirm them in the assembly. The others were allowed to adjust the guidelines. So our charter says we're allowed to adjust their governing documents internally. And they said, oh, sorry, you're not allowed to do that. But of course that means their documents don't align with our charter and our charter supersedes. So that's why. I've meant to do this for months and I kept putting this off. So need to get done before the end of the term.
Other questions or comments? Seeing none, I'm going to call the question on this resolution. We will now begin voting. All those in favor, please raise your placards at this time. All those opposed? This passes unanimously. The SAFC constitution changes are denied. With that, I have a quick announcement to make, unless there are other points or motions on the floor.
Just a point of inquiry. When does the appointments or like internal elections for the other vice president roles happen?
That will start at 6:30 today. my announcement in relation to that as well. I will be hanging out till 6:30 because I have to swear in the new president of the student assembly. After that, I will be walking down to College Town Bagels, and I would encourage everybody who wants to come to join me. And thank you all so much for such a wonderful year and all of your incredible dedication to our university and to the assembly and all of the amazing work that you have done. It has been a true pleasure to work with you all. I could have not asked for more. I've learned so much through you. And while I'm excited that this year is over, I'm also incredibly saddened that I never get to work with you again in this capacity. So please continue doing the amazing work that you all have done this year. And be kind to each other and be empathetic. And I look forward to seeing what you guys do. It's going to be great. So with that, I would really encourage a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn. There's a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, congratulations. And with that, the 2023-2024 Student Assembly Academic Year comes to an end.